Good evening. Welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. First and foremost, I want to get Dexter out of the way because it's getting good. I don't believe in spoiling it for people. Dexter New Blood, I hope it's just this. I don't want a second season. Because what I think they're doing is everything is going to build up to a really grand finale, okay? A lot of what's been going down, it's been happening in peaks and valleys, okay? And yes, you even have a podcaster in that, which I think is great. And some people would make fun of that, you know, oh, podcaster. But podcasting really is, it's where it's at. I do a podcast. I don't know if I'll ever do a video podcast. I am of the mind where I started this 4 years ago on a Sunday, March 18th, 2018. It built, and here we are. I remember I was recording it in my pajamas. I was recording it and talking and thinking, whoa, here we go. I don't know what this is the start of. And so that's why I do this. It's a stunning surprise. Oh, you can make money doing this. Okay. I could tell you probably I've made not very much, but that's fine. You know what it is? It's change. When I needed a little extra change, it was there. You cash it out. Of course, there's tax. That's what happens. But yeah, this has been an experience. And I'm trying to move it to the next level. Not trying to. I want to move it to the next level. So when you do that, you got to cross the T's and dot the I's and all that. And talk about subjects. But with me, I talk about film and I talk about music. People have said, why don't you just rebrand it again? No. Because I like the ring to it when I have to say Dr. Zeus Film Podcast versus Dr. Zeus Podcast. Because there's more of a ba-dum-bum. There's a ring to it. But yeah, I want to just give a shout out. This shit happens when you party naked. Creatures of the night, Jason, Chris, Adam. If the aliens do land, they're going to Adam's house. Because he can cook and he's got goodies, okay? Hospitality, that's what it's about. So today I thought, I was out walking, as I'm doing right now. I thought, what can I talk about? And then I thought about, you know what I don't own, and I should, are the Predator films. Because those really are the best alien movies out there. Because the first one, you don't see it at first. It's kind of a Hitchcock type of deal. Or like with Jaws, you don't see the shark until halfway through the movie. Bruce the shark, the animatronic shark. And with Predator, and it's fascinating. And the first one, you've got Arnold. Here's the thing. I've been an Arnold fan since I was a kid. Not so much his politics, but what he does for after-school programs. Because I used to work in an after-school program. What he does, and what he gives to his time, that's fascinating to me. And then the fact of fitness. Him and Lou Ferrigno, come on. That's my goal, is to get to that level of fitness. Because, you know, that's astounding. And not to show off, but for my own delight. And then the second Predator, you've got Danny Glover. Danny Glover is such a great actor. Danny Glover, I don't think, gets the credit. He's dramatic, he's funny, he's introspective. And then what happened is they reawakened Predator. You know, you got Alien versus Predator, which was a little messy. That was crazy. It really was. But at the same time, they're thrilling to watch. And, you know, I know the critics pick at those Predator films. And the Alien films are only good when you've got Sigourney Weaver in the mix, okay? Now, there was a Predator film that came out, when was it? It was a couple of years ago. And, you know, it was actually pretty good. You had kind of like a steroid Predator, harking back to Arnold. And you had a very interesting cast. I really can't name them off the top of my head right now. And then the son. There was a young man in the film. I believe he had... He had autism. And so he was able to understand the technology of what his dad sent him. Some of you are probably screaming out which Predator film this is, because you know, and I'm off somewhere and I don't know. But the Predator films, that's really thrilling to watch. It was the 80s. You got to think about, it was a different time. It was a different mode. And yeah. You got to give big ups to the Predator films. Because, you know, wherever they are in when they're on TV, I sit and watch them. I can't help but do that. And then the other day, Terminator 2 was on, and I thought of Terminator Dark Fate, which was really crappy. It was really crappy. Yeah, you had Linda Hamilton and Arnold back, but it was crappy. That didn't save it. I remember watching that film and thinking, where are you going with this? Where are you going with this? It was just crap. I thought, because at first it was like, great, she's back. Sarah Connor's back. But I'm going to be honest with you. I don't count that as a sequel to Terminator 2. I think Terminator 2 just ended where it needed to end. Okay? Just put a pin in it, as Jason Almey would say. Put a pin in it. That's where Terminator 2. And how, you know, there's two endings. There's the ending that you got, and then there's the ending of Sarah Connor older, and that future never happened. And how John Connor became a senator. And she's older, and she's talking into this recorder about the future that didn't happen. You want me to be honest? That's the ending we should have gotten. Instead, we got a black kind of androgynous ending where it's just the street and whatever path they decide to take. That, we'll keep it right there. We'll keep it right there. I mean, there's so many different instances where they could have gone with that. Okay. Last night we honored Jean-Luc Vallée, Dallas Buyers Club. And today we're just talking freeform about films. But I will say there's another Predator film coming out. Those films are really, I mean, they're in the jungle. You've got Jesse Ventura. You've got Bill, was it Bill Dukes, I believe? And then you've got Creed himself, who's in it, who went on to do The Mandalorian and to direct some episodes of The Mandalorian. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a pin in this part, and then I'm going to come back, recollect, recalibrate, look at some things, and talk more in depth of the Predator films and where it's probably going to go. Imagine if you saw something like that in the wild. What are you going to... I'm speaking to Adam Simmons right now. If the Predator came to your door right now, okay? He wants to watch some good films, but he wants something to eat. I know you can provide for him something to eat and maybe a little something to enjoy what he's eating. Brings the munchies on, you know what I mean? So this is the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. We'll be back after these messages.
Do you know what my job description is? I'm in acquisitions. I look up and I catch what falls out of the sky.
What's on the ship?
Tell me about the mission. Did you see anything unusual?
It's above our pay grade.
Do I get a cookie now?
Look, I get it. Something went down in Mexico. nobody wants any witnesses. We need to know if you and your man pose a threat. We're Rangers.
Hey, Baxley, if your mom's vagina were a video game, it'd be rated E for everyone.
Isn't posing a threat kind of the fucking point? Predators just don't sit around making hats out of rib cages. They conquered space. But that's not what's on the horizon.
Should I be worried?
Riley.
I think you know what is on the ship. The ultimate predators.
Light him up!
We may die.
We're still here.
So come and get us, motherfucker.
So we're back, Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. That's the Predator, which came out in 2018. And I wanted to talk about that one. We're going to dive into more of them. Why are we talking about this? Because this is what the critics hate. And I'm not a critic. I know that people think that I am. And I try to tell them, no, critics destroy things. I don't do that. So let's go over to here. The Predator. Directed by Shane Black. Starring Boyd Holbrook, Trevante Rhodes, Jacob Tremblay, Keegan Michael K., Olivia Munn, Thomas Jane. That's why it's so funny. Sterling K. Brown. This was a good one. Was it a hit or not? I don't know. There is another Predator film coming. I believe, is it in 2022 or 2023? Let's see. Okay. Oh, it's called Prey. Hello. All right. Let's go. Oh. The film will release on Hulu when? When? Okay, in the summer. All right, all right. But the Predator franchise goes all the way back to the 80s. 1987, the first one. And if we could go, let's go to this one. That's from the first one. I'm trying to find something with dialogue. It would help so much if I had a producer, co-producer. But hey, things shouldn't be perfect, especially when you're podcasting. Okay, here we go. This is the scene I was looking for.
Thank you.
Sexy motherfucker.
So that's from the first Predator film. Now, cast-wise, I was stumbling upon his name. Of course, Arnold's in it. But Carl Weathers. Carl Weathers, who was Apollo Creed in Rocky. And then went on to be in The Mandalorian and then direct a couple of episodes of The Mandalorian. And then you have... was it Bill... I'm trying to remember because there was this, the sequel. Okay. Where's IMBD when I need them? Okay. Alien versus Predator, we're not going to talk about because that's kind of like... Oh, well. Ah, here we go. Okay. Bill Duke. Bill Duke, who was also in... Commando with Arnold. Classic. Bill is still with us. And then the Predator himself. The man who was in the Predator suit. You know, let's see. He's no longer here. You know, of course you have Jesse Ventura. Remember Jesse Ventura? Jesse Ventura is always funny. You know, whatever he wants to do, conspiracy theories, you name it. Jesse Ventura, because, you know, he's got that accent. I like that accent. I really do. Okay, Kevin Peter Hall, who was in the Predator suit. He died right after the second one. Now, the second one I like, and it's toward the end, and I'll tell you why. And I think they're going to explore this in the next film. It's with Danny Glover, but there is a pivotal moment. Those of you who have seen Predator 2 remember. It's set in 1995. You know, he busts into that house, and that one lady's like, I don't think he gives you shit. Here we go. Here's Predator 2. If we can... That's from Predator 2, where he throws him the gun and he's like, six, or what does it say? I think they're going to build from that, from the next one. Let's see. Okay, looks at the gun. 1715. So they've been around a long time. They exude space and time. That's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. So I'm going to do another episode, but unpleasant dreams.